Thank you. I would like to call this study session of the council to order at 5:35. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and members of council. This evening's presentation focuses on the finance department. As members of council will be aware, we've been making some significant changes in the finance department, largely to address the findings of the three audits, the state audit, the annual audit, and the financial management review report that was prepared. It's my pleasure this evening to introduce a new staff member from the finance department. Mr. Keith Cole is joining us as the assistant director in finance. Mr. Cole has an MBA, and he previously worked for the one of the auditors, Rothschild, who was an auditor for the city for some time, but he was not on that particular team. But a major part of Mr. Cole's responsibilities will be to address the specific recommendations arising from the audit. So I'm going to turn it over to our finance director to present the proposed budget for finance. Gina.
Good evening, Mayor Welch, all council members, Mr. Walker, Ms. Pond, and Keith, welcome on board. This evening I would like to present fiscal year 2013 proposed budget for Department of Administrative Services, which consists of finance and municipal court divisions. The finance division is responsible for all financial and accounting functions of the city, as well as for the budget preparations. Responsibilities also include all the cash management and investment, payroll, debt administration, purchasing collections, and cash disbursement. Most importantly, we also responsible for establishing the internal controls and all activities that conducted within our department has to be in compliance with generally accepted accounting principles, with federal and state laws and regulations. All of these functions can be summarized into five major components. The first one was cashiering and collection services. Division received payments and make daily deposits. Total amount run between $10,000 to $300,000 per day. For the fiscal services, we generate the refuse billing for the regular and delinquent bills. We issue business, liquor, and dock licenses. For the administration, we provide the policy and directions, promote sound fiscal for financial position for a city of University City, and we try to provide the financial information not only accurately but also timely, since we realize that the decision maker will need this information in order to make the right decision. For accounting services, we maintain general ledger and various reconciliations. We prepare comprehensive annual financial reporting, and we prepare budget annually, and we also issue all the accounts payable, payroll checks, and also produce the tax report at year end, like W-2 and 1099. For the budget management, we assist in preparation of the annual budget. Since the budget is used as the public communication throughout the city, we would like to spend a little more time and effort, you know, to this official documentation in the future, including improving of the budget book and providing the answer to all the related questions. You have handout in your hands. If you go to page 2, which is summarized the total expenditure for finance division, the total expenditure for proposed budget fiscal year 2013, it's $25,900, which is 1% less than what we budgeted for fiscal year 2012. In this total, we break down into three components. Personnel for 76%, contractual service 19.7%, and commodity 4.3%. On page 3, we summarize the goals and performance summary for the previous year, or current year, fiscal year 2012. For this goal and performance measurement, I would take suggestion and recommendation to see if we can improve or what would be the performance that we should measure in our department. In the past, we have received a certificate of achievement for excellence in financial reporting for the CAFR report. And we received Government Finance Officer Association's Distinguished Budget Award for the previous year as well. And beginning of this year, we have refinanced the Certificate of Participation Combined Series 2003 and 2004 into Series 2012. As a result, we were able to save over $700,000 for the next 8 years. On page 4, it's the details of all the accounts that were budgeted for fiscal year 2003 by line items. And each line item, if you look from page 5 to page 11, those are more details that will go into each line item on page 4. Also on page 18, which is last page, I also summarize all the significant changes in the fiscal year of 2013 budget compared to fiscal year 2012. As recommended by, I'm sorry.
Can you turn on your mic, please?
Can you please tell me what the miscellaneous is for $1,000? I just have that under the line items that were provided to me separately. So,
as the professional services?
Under professional services. So I have administrative services, finance, and of course I have GFOA budget award submission, GFOA CAFR award submission, New World, and then miscellaneous. I'm not sure what that's for.
The $1,000 can be used for any other professional service that sometime we didn't plan for it. We still keep our old financial software just in case that we have to go back to look at the history. And sometimes we have to call service from the agent or the company who's used to own that financial software. And we have to pay for that since we don't have contract with them anymore.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
Change, but
estimate is because there's some reorganization in finance division, and with adding staff and eliminate some positions, we end up with pretty much the same as fiscal year 2012. And with this amount, I already take in consideration of allocate some of the staff salaries and benefits to Solid Waste Fund as enterprise fund, because we're doing the billing, we're doing collecting, mailing for Solid Waste. So with that, I do have the listing of all the finance staff. And if you would like to see that, I can provide it to you as well.
Tina, can you tell me on the postage line, and you may have already said that, I don't think so, is we budgeted for $36,000, but our postage was only $20,000, which would be line item number 6090. And that just seems, if we were previously had done $33,000, and then we budgeted $36,000, but yet our postage was only $20,000, that strikes me as.
We first planned to implement what we call the intelligent mailing system this year. So when I estimated the cost for postage, I would hope that I can save money for that. But I wasn't sure if we do have time to complete the implementation. Yeah.
Okay, but then we budgeted back up to $35,000 for next year.
Yes, sir. Once I found that, you know, it seemed to be complicated to implement it. It's not because we have to upgrade our financial system in order to compatible with the system. I budgeted for $35,000, and I hope I won't have to spend the whole $35,000. Yeah.
Okay. I guess my question, if that's the case, then my question is our actual for 2012 only going to be $20,000, and how is it reduced from $30,000 to $20,000?
I have to take a look at that again. Yeah.
Okay.
And I will get back to you, sir.
Related to that is the fourth column is actual or estimated. So when you thought you were putting in the intelligence system, you thought it would be $20,000. But
right.
This isn't what we've spent so far. This isn't an actual.
The $20,000?
Yes.
Right. For this year, for fiscal year 2012.
That was the estimated.
That
but
was
it's not
estimated.
The actual. Okay.
Yeah, that was estimated. Yeah.
But that's what we've been going on. Our discussions as being the closest thing we've got to what we've had for year-to-date spending.
Correct, but for most of the items that we put it in proposed budget, we didn't have a chance to go back to revisit each line item, but majority should be that way. So next would be the municipal court budget. For municipal court, our staff process the violation complaints, collect fines, and prepare dockets for the court sessions. We do have court sessions three Wednesday in a month. The first and second Wednesday will be traffic violation, and the third one will be non-traffic violation. On Tuesday, we do the housing court. For the budget, it's lower than previous year by 7%. And the reason that was lower because the supply, I don't feel that we need the supply and technology service because everything's already been in place. So I lower the technology services, and we have switched from salaries for full-time and part-time prosecuting attorney, which now we use it as professional services. So that's $30,000 switch between line item 5340 to 6010 account. Yeah. Yes, sir. The total budget, though it's lower 7% when compared to fiscal year 2012, but most of the items stay the same. There's nothing that we plan to do different than what we had done in the past. The two systems that we use in court, the parking system, we use what is called T-Flex. It's like a handheld that when our parking attendants go out to the parking lot and issue the tickets, that can connect it to the system right here. And the other system that we use called Regis system that also cover all of the other items that we operated in court, municipal court divisions. And that also, for example, the judge determine all the fines, and if anyone who did not pay the fines in the first time, the system will generate the warrants. Yeah, and that would be connected to the system in police department. Yeah, we issue numbers of warrants.
Mr. Glicker?
Tina, in the audit, it was stated that we had a problem with the money transferring from municipal court to the finance department. Can you share with us if you've done anything about that? I was told that there were like weeks that the money would sit in
a box. Right now, we make all the departments, not just court, to turn in their money to us daily, and they have to wait until our staff count the money and issue the receipts right there.
Mr. Price?
That's what we I have in plan for implementation of e-payment for next year. I would like to see that happen in fiscal year 2013, and hopefully people will start paying online, and we can reduce the number of hours of our staff to help people at the window as well. I believe so. I believe so because we just have to pay the credit card fees. But it's much cheaper than mailing the actual or the physical billing. Because right now we bill twice a year for almost $13,000, and then we also generate the delinquent bill every month. So that's a lot of billing and mailing.
So The charge to us is $13,000 for the billing and mailing. Is that what you were saying?
The accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have approximately each billing we generate about between 11,000 to 13,000 accounts, customers' accounts.
Okay, customer accounts, not
yes,
dollars.
Ma'am. Right, right. The dollar is about $1.3 million on each bill cycle.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
And with the same format on page 14 to page 8 to page 17 will be details that we budgeted for municipal court for fiscal year 2013. On page 18, I also list out the significant changes for the prosecuting attorneys as a professional service.
So Tina, I see you have need more training from New World Financial System. We had been told in the past that we spent the money for the system, but we weren't really taking full advantage of the system, and people weren't up to speed, able to fully utilize the software. Are we getting to the point where the people in the department who need to utilize it know how to utilize the whole package?
I think we have to understand the definition of implementation. It's not just switching from one system to the other. We just have to study the system and utilize up to the potential of the system. The system is expensive but also offer a lot. Most people only learn of what they need to do or how to do that was related to their responsibilities. We need to spend more time to research, you know, each functionalities and practice in order to learn. Even though we in the training for a couple of days, if we don't practice, we don't exercise, we don't use it, we're just going to forget it. And it's enough to be like, you know, I'm not trained, or I don't have the sufficient training, which is the money that we spend for the new world, I think it's close to or a little bit over $600,000. Majority of them go to training as well, including the transportation for the trainer who came over here. And but I tried to make the training to be mandatory, but it's hard because everyone thinking that they are busy to be trained to leave their desk to go to the training session.
But you're pushing that.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Yeah. Mr. Price, did you have something?
And I don't know if it's to you or to the city manager. Under supplies, do we have some kind of big consortium where we might pool? Like say we work a deal out with Clayton, you know, whoever around us to say, and go to Staples, Office Max, and say if we go there we get 10% off. But you know, everybody is still independent, but, you know, because they go on volume, so they know they got a chance to get more volume. Have we tried versus just going solo?
To my knowledge, we have not combined with all other city, but most of the items that we order, we only order the items that we get the discount. And I think I also encourage all the staff to use up all the supplies that we do have now, because we in the habits of this is what we need, order it instead of checking inventories, or maybe some of the department may have used the same type of supplies and still have leftover. And I think it seemed to be improvement, because people seem to,
I guess to the city manager, I've seen this, you know, done before, where, you know, companies will work out, you know, if you are a municipality, you get X, but somebody has to, you know, go get people to sign on. There's no obligation by anybody, but if they, you know, use this code or whatever agreement that was worked out, then they get X amount. And usually it's steeper than you as an individual going yourself.
I can have my staff look into it.
Yeah.
But now we also use the procurement system through state and St. Louis County. We tend to use the same vendor that they use.
With that in mind, with Mr. Price is talking about, is there a benefit to having the supplies in a central location in City Hall? I don't know if that adds more to, not the cost, but maybe that adds too much. Maybe our volume isn't so great, but I'm wondering, based on what Mr. Price is asking, if there's a benefit to have a supply.
Actually, with my previous employment, we did that. However, someone has to be assigned to check into certain items to reorder, so it's become task for, you know, the individual. So, but if you think that might be a good idea, I'll talk to Mr. Walker to see if we can do it. Yeah.
And the procurement process you mentioned, that's for certain things we have a relationship with the state or the county?
Right, because state did bids with all the vendors, and they send the list to us that we can take a look. If we're going to buy the similar items, we can use those vendors.
And what kind of items are those? Not office supplies, but cleaning supplies, cars?
At one time, there's also, our staff was saying that this is related to, I believe it was IT equipment, or maybe just a small software. The staff was able to go out and get the different vendor that offer the lower cost than what state provided to us, which is, in that case, I just have to let them go and use, you know, those vendors. Yeah. Is there any other questions?
Mayor's question, and that is, I think last meeting, didn't we vote on the police cars? And that came, so the cars come through the consortium, a state run.
Yeah,
consortium,
the large item.
Which helped us.
Yes, sir.
So
that is
that's
correct.
That's one.
Yeah, that's
right
correct.
There.
Yeah. Sometimes we have, you know, Don Brown. Sometimes we have the different, yeah, vendor.
Don,
whatever it is.
Sorry, you're wrong. Don Brown.
And the.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Is there any other question that I can answer? Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tina. Mr. Walker, did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just a couple of comments. I don't think that Councilmember Clickert was here when we introduced our new Assistant Director of Finance, and he's going to largely be responsible for following through on all of the audit recommendations. His background is in auditing. A couple of things. One, we'll be providing monthly reports to council on all of the recommendations from the Financial Management Advisory Report. I think you received one last month, and you received one shortly, at least in terms of the recommendations. So we'll be basically knocking those off month by month. And as I said, that's largely going to be Keith's major, one of his major responsibilities, in addition to some other things that we have been doing down there. We also will be filling an accountant position very soon in the finance area. We've advertised and done some preliminary screening, and we have some good applicants, but that will help fill that gap as well in terms of hiring and qualified people. So we're moving ahead with respect to finance. So.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions about the agenda or any changes to the agenda? Mr. Crow?
Mine is just, I think in light of the fact that we're going to do a budget study session afterwards, unless someone truly just wants to, I think I'm the one who called for the executive session, but I'd be happy to take a pass if we're if we need to spend some more time on the budget stuff tonight. It doesn't make much sense to have four separate meetings tonight. I don't think there's anything earth-shattering in the executive session, so I'm happy to not take that vote to go in and just swing on into a study session with someone. That's my 2 cents.
Thank you, sir. I would like to add Mr. Muhammad was able to come today to be sworn in, so Sultan Muhammad will be sworn in to the LCRA this evening. I'd like to add him as the third swearing in, the only one who will be here tonight. The other two have been sworn in already. Okay, well, you have about 23 minutes to go. Mr. Walker?
Given the fact that we don't want to have a timing problem with respect to the adoption of the budget, I guess dependent upon the decisions that council makes this evening, we may have to have one more meeting because there are a couple of areas in particular that staff currently do not have clear direction on. One in particular relates to the salary issue. I know that there's the desire on the part of council members for 2%, but it's not clear to me, at least in terms of who gets that and who doesn't get that. And depending upon the discussion this evening, we may have to provide some additional information. I know a couple of council members have spoken to me about their objectives, but those objectives may not necessarily be the same. So I'll need some direction on that so that we can proceed. So we may very well have to have another meeting dependent upon council's decisions with respect to the items that are on the list that I circulated late last week.
Would it be this week?
Sooner rather than later. Tina and I have a lot of work to do before the 25th. Just advising council, as I said, dependent upon tonight, but you know, basically there are 15 items on that list, and there may be more, but there are 15 that we captured from the last meeting, and with some some specific direction, and as I said, council may want a little more information on one or two of the items, and we'll provide that as quickly as possible, but we're starting to run out of time here, so just letting council know we might have to have another meeting.
Mr. Walker, on that item you mentioned, is it correct that you have budgeted the greatest amount that would be called for? So if you got direction from the council tonight on limiting the raises, it wouldn't be more than $180,000 or $160,000. Is that correct?
Madam Mayor, that's correct. The amount that's in here, that's item number 10, the 2% one-time bonus for staff, if that's agreed upon by the majority of council. What we've included in the budget is the maximum, so it won't be any more than that.
So theoretically, if council gave guidance differently tonight, we might not have to have a meeting on that particular one, since it wouldn't be more than that?
Correct. But,
there might be other items.
But what I knew would need direction on that and the other items is basically who gets what.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay.
No. There were some, as I said, some council members have suggested 2% bonus across the board for all staff. Number one, other council members have suggested that we have a 2% for those who have not received an increase in the past. And I'm trying to think what the third. Yeah, and those are basically the options. You know, some employees have received step increases. Some employees have received increases as a result of reclassifications and promotions, and then other employees, because they've been at the top of their salary range for whatever period of time, and their jobs may or may not, and their jobs have not changed, then they've been at that salary level for whatever period of time, and those are really the. Those are really the categories that we have. No, the total is 180. That's if you do 2%, correct. 2% across the board for all staff. Well, if you went to 1%, but the number I heard at the last meeting was 2%. But if you went to 1%, it would be half that, correct. I do believe that there was some consensus, at least with respect to it being a bonus rather than a change in the salary ranges. I think that was correct.
Any other questions? Okay, you now have 17 minutes or 18 minutes.